Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
he said good morning from Phoenix, Arizona, where it will hit 90 degrees today. Listen, Tom, be very grateful that you are the age that you are and you have the ability to be in Phoenix, because quite frankly, it's all I can think about right now.
How about that?
Do you know how many snowbirds are stuck up here right now? For whatever reason, not being able to get out of Canada into the warm locales.
November's like the worst month to be stuck here.
Yep.
At least by January, February, you're used to it.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Yep. I've amended that. December might be the worst month to be stuck here. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be Christmas and it's brown. It's supposed to at least be white and beautiful.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to a brand new week in the RP Show. It is episode number 380 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. And we're coming to you from the bunker out here where it's another decent day. I didn't check what the weather was. What was it? I don't know. The sun came up. That's all that we need to know.
It's cold.
It is a little cold.
Someone says it's minus 25.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I know,
I saw,
right?
Some people have their vehicles plugged in. They're the smart ones. My neighbors, I did not.
Yeah.
But welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you're ready to talk sports for the next 2 hours. We've been amazingly able to keep this program COVID-free throughout all of this craziness. And my Monday morning goalie column, as advertised this morning at rodpeterson.com, is COVID-free.
That's a great place.
People are definitely COVIDed out. There's no doubt, with no end in sight, I don't think. But that is, frankly, part of the Quick Six topic. So that's going to outline the show today. Longtime friend of mine, Panayoti Yanitsos, will be joining us, a filmmaker from Vancouver. He's done a documentary on Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman Brett Jones. He'll be joining us in block two, Dupes. Interesting story about Pan and I. We attended a Seahawks-Vikings game. His dad, George, paid for all of it. You might recognize the name George Yanitsos.
Yes.
Four Seasons Sports Palace. They sponsored this, the warm-up. I'm going to talk to Pan about going down to Seattle for that game and this documentary, obviously. I'm excited because we got a 60-second trailer of it to air just before Pan comes on. So that's going to be good. And Farhan Lalji will be joining us from TSN Vancouver. And holy, have we got a lot to get to with Farhan. I immediately want to go to the CFL talk with him, but I also want to delve into the Braden Holtby talk. And you don't know what I'm talking about, maybe, but you're about to. So those are the guests, and let's go with the Quick Six show topics, please. And thank you, Director Jordan, who told me this morning he really misses Pat's hockey. Join the club!
Yeah.
Number one, week 14 NFL notes. Where do we start? There was a smorgasbord of them yesterday. It was a smorgasbord of chili at my house yesterday, by the way.
I saw.
You saw, and some lady, she's probably watching from Winnipeg right now, Pat, she's like, how could you use chili from a can? You need to home make it, blah, blah, blah. Listen, lady, here's what I think. Your food should not take longer to prepare than it does to eat. That's just an RPism, okay? I know you don't agree, and a lot of people don't agree. But anyways, I had a friend over. We watched NFL football, and he gave it the real nice stag chili.
That's good.
So we went back and forth. Where do you want to start? The Vikings and the Buccaneers was my viewing choice because the Cowboys game wasn't on. I saw Dan Bailey, the former Cowboys kicker, miss three field goals and a convert, and I'm literally saying, if this doesn't lead to an NFL opportunity for Brett Lowther, nothing will. I saw your Titans spank the Jags. The New York Giants are who we thought they were. And we'll get to the betting component. Just hang on. But it was a fun week 14.
Yeah, it really was. There was a lot of intrigue. I mean, Vegas didn't show up and then fired their defensive coordinator after getting blown out to Indianapolis. It was a pretty wild one. And then the Sunday nighter, obviously, was a great way to cap off the day. You know, Buffalo making another big statement with a win over Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Listen, people are writing and they don't agree with my foodie comment. You can't call me a foodie, I guess. And I know there's chefs that are like up in arms that I say food should not take longer to prepare than it does to eat.
Although I saw an article from Ramsey on the weekend.
What'd he say?
And it said, you know, when you're cooking for one, all those, the great chefs, that's what they do when they get home. Because they're in the, they're doing service. And usually he said it's beans on toast right out of the can. And most of them don't even take the time to warm it up.
Don Mitchell, our Navy friend, says, barbarian. That's me. Some would call me a little harsh. I'm okay with it. Ryland Betker, another Army friend of mine, will, he says, I'll gladly wait 10-plus hours for a properly smoked brisket, but that's just me, or smoked chili. Actually, you would know Brad, the Army guy, was at my house, and he's the one that gave me the thumbs up, Ryland, just so you know. I'll wait 10-plus hours, too, at my friend's house. Let him do it.
Yeah. You start it,
yeah.
Be there in 10 hours.
I know the difference, how good it is. I'm just not willing to be that patient.
Yeah.
We'll come back in all this. Week point two, Monday Night Football tonight, a wonderful battle in the black and blue division. It's the Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns. Baltimore goes in 7-5, Cleveland 9-3. And would I be right in saying this is a real statement game? Like, we're getting to the point in the season where these games, they really mean something.
They really do. And for Cleveland, you know, 9-3 is great. Last week, the win over Tennessee was a bit of a statement game, but they've had a fairly soft schedule to get to 9-3, and that's part of the criticism. This is another statement for them. It's another statement, though, for Baltimore and Lamar Jackson if they're going to actually get back and be a contender in the AFC.
Again, this is the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons, your home for the National Football League. Point three, we flip over to the CFL, and it's a very simple one. Commissioner Randy Ambrosi spoke on his hometown CJOB Winnipeg on Friday, saying that, he said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I do fear that it's a train, by the way, just so you know. But he said there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we're looking for an okay 2021 and a fantastic 2022. What are you laughing at?
You still think the light's a train coming to steamroll you? I get that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
you've heard that before.
I know, but it got me, okay? I enjoy that.
He broke out laughing.
I can't help it. Because you're sitting there with so much hope, but it's just like, eh.
Boom! I'm sorry. We got our hopes up before. And this isn't a CFL thing. This is for an all sports thing. I'm telling you, man, I'm talking to sports people so much, and their hopes are sky high, man. They're through the roof. And I just don't necessarily see how it's going to happen. That's all. I don't want to rain on their parade. But my point on this is, an okay 2021, says Randy Ambrosi. What does that mean? My take initially on that is, a lean 2021, i.e. a shortened season kicking off at Labor Day, or an 18-game season kicking off in June, but with no fans. We darn sure know it's not going to be what we're used to or want. What does an okay 2021 mean to you?
Yeah, it means that they're probably prepared to lose more money, right? That they're not going to make revenues, that there won't be the big fans in the stands. And I think an okay 2021 is, we're not sure if we're going to get a Grey Cup festival or not, right? That to me is what I read into it. Okay 2021 means, you know, I think we're going to play, but we're not really going to be all that excited about the business side of it and what we're going to be able to do. So yeah, lean 2021 makes sense.
Thank you.
A lot of sense. Yeah.
Point four, NBA preseason Saturday night. I was kind of moping around. No hockey night in Canada. God knows I would have loved to have seen it. But lo and behold, the Raptors are on. And our daughter Kaylee was over, who I told you the year they won the championship, she never missed a game all year.
Wow.
She was a basketball player. And she's like, is this live? I'm like, it's live! Can you believe? In Charlotte. God, that city looked nice on TV. And it was a hell of a game. The Raptors trailed through most of it, and then they stormed back, and they won 111-110. I really enjoyed it. And on the broadcast, Leo Routen spoke about his son, Andy, who's now the assistant GM of the Ottawa Blackjacks of the CEBL. And I thought, how nice it is that the NBA is propping up the CEBL, the Canadian League. You know, why can't we have that with the NFL and the CFL? And I got to see Malachi Flynn for the first time, the first round pick. And he doesn't look like what I thought a Malachi Flynn would look like. You know, so the point is, they're on TV, so I'm watching it. I think most people would be the same, don't you?
Yeah, I think so too. And that's how the NHL and the NFL and all the major sports, that's how they grew, right? Because there wasn't many options. And it was what was put on one of the two channels in front of you. It was Hockey Night in Canada. So you watched it, learned the stories, grew an attachment, fell in love with it. Great opportunity for basketball to build something really great here.
If I can back up for a second, Corey DeTavio's watching, and I believe he's in Winnipeg. Shout out Winnipeg. We got a ton of Winnipeg viewers this morning. He says, tell your wife she's just okay. See how that goes. Oh, I don't have to see how it will go. I can understand how it goes. How are you doing? Fine. Fine isn't fine.
Oh, yeah.
So he's saying an okay 2021 for the CFL isn't that great. But please leave my wife out of this. She's probably watching in Edmonton right now. That's where she is. She's been gone 24 hours and I'm already going nuts. I texted her last night. I don't know how single people do this. I was bored, somewhat lonely. But I was watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Saturday night, and that noted philosopher, Del Griffiths, shower curtain ring salesman, said, like your job, love your wife. If you take anything away from today's show, like your job, love your wife. Got it?
Got it.
Point five, the Braden Holtby saga.
And fine is not fine.
And fine is not
that,
fine.
And the single letter K on a reply to a text,
ooh,
bad news. Red flag.
The Braden Holtby saga, and it is a saga. And I had some strongly worded thoughts on the Monday Morning Goalie column today, but it was our friend Janelle, who's probably watching in Saskatoon right now, that alerted me to this situation. Braden Holtby, Blades great goaltender, Stanley Cup champion with the Washington Capitals. And he's either from Lloydminster or Marshall. They're like 20K apart, right? He had a brand new mask painted for the Vancouver Canucks. Maybe Clark can real quick. I'm sorry to drop this on you, Clark, but maybe if you could Google it and pull it up. It was symbolic of the Pacific Northwest Thunderbird, mythical creature. He thought he was trying to assimilate well with the Vancouver folk and the people of BC. Nope. Indigenous leaders trounced him. He said he was appropriating Indigenous culture, whatever that means. I can't even say it. And he ended up apologizing, ditching the mask. I heard his wife deleted her Twitter account for the harassment she took over a mask. And there's some Indigenous First Nations people around here that are tweeting saying this is BS. Clark says they found it. Thank you, Clark. Great work. Producer Clark, look at that mask. It's an absolute thing of beauty. A Swedish artist regarded as the nicest mask artist in the National Hockey League came up with this gorgeous thing. And if you've spent any time in Vancouver, you'll see that that design is everywhere, not the least of which is the Seattle Thunderbirds logo of the Western Hockey League. This is deemed to be offensive by some sectors of the Indigenous community, and Braden Holtby's under fire. To the extent that I've got people, Saskatchewan people, sending me newspaper links, photos of Braden's time helping out, working at the White Buffalo Lodge First Nations Youth Center in Saskatoon. He's not a racist. What are we doing here? And as I wrote in my column this morning, newsflash, some of us white folk find First Nations culture fascinating. We respect it, admire it, and attempt to honor it with our works. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Why is Braden Holtby being made to feel bad or a racist? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Not more than what you said. I mean, what I saw out of it, I haven't looked back in terms of what they're upset with. The part that I really saw was that at the beginning, they were upset that it didn't come from an Indigenous artist. That he didn't
okay.
Commission an Indigenous artist to create the works. Well, and that's a part I had a little trouble with, was you go to the people you trust, and hopefully maybe it could be somebody Indigenous, maybe it's his buddy in Sweden, maybe it's whoever else. I had a problem with that, but yeah, it's just unfortunate. It's really unfortunate, because knowing Braden the way that we do, and he's not that kind of guy, right? And it's you have to look at somebody's intent as well, not just what you see or how it might come across in a bad way.
So with regarding the 2020 thing, everybody's like, oh, 2020, I can't wait till it's over. You think this is going to stop in 2021? This is not a fad. This is a trend. And it's going to continue until people stand up and speak their truth or get trounced by the cancel culture mob. But I'm not interested in having that happen to me, nor well-intentioned people like Braden Holtby. Point six, which we could spend a few minutes on, and then we will break and bring in Pan. Betting's hard. Betting's hard. So we have a betting partner here. Come On Official. It's a new offshore betting company, correct?
That's right.
For the first few weeks, they've been giving us their bets to promote. And there were six-inch putts. Really, they were giving away money.
Yeah.
And then that last week, they said, you guys pick your bets. I'm like, I'm not very good at this at the best of times. But I went and looked at the point spread of all the NFL games at comeonofficial.com, comeon.com. And I found one that I thought spoke to me. Cardinals favored by 2.5 at the New York Giants. So you saw my tweet.
Yeah.
I like the Giants to beat the spread at home against the Cardinals. Sign up, claim your free bonus here with the link. Did you see the final score?
I did.
The Cardinals destroyed them.
I know.
And I've been working with betting companies for 20-some years, starting with Sports Select. And I was highly uncomfortable with, here's my picks for this weekend's NHL games. Follow them. Because what I was afraid of happened exactly. People took my advice, bet, lost money.
You have to...
Not comfortable with that.
I know, absolutely. And that's a big problem. You know, you start feeling responsible. The idea is if hopefully you're right, you have to be right more than you're wrong.
Yeah.
For you to have any credibility as you move forward. And it was really tough. It was really, really tough. Like, I'm watching the end of the Miami-Kansas City game, hoping that they got the big play to kick the field goal at the end and then tried the onside kick just to cover the spread. But I knew the game would be kind of close. That Giants game really kind of was unfortunate, too, because Daniel Jones comes back. But everybody liked the Giants. And when the herd all moves into one direction, usually that's where all the suckers go in herds together, right? And they're all saying, oh, we got to go Giants. And it's dangerous because we have this recency bias where we think the Giants, because they've won a few in a row, are maybe a top team in the NFL. And because Arizona's lost a few in a row, we
think they suck. Call me a sucker if you want, and you'd be right. But I got trounced, and I bought into the hype. I mean, I've watched the Cardinals. They're my second favorite team. I've seen the analysts say, oh, they've lost four of their last five. And that one win was the Hail Murray. They shouldn't have even won that game. And I'm like, yeah, they suck. And the Giants won in Seattle last week. I'm like, okay, no. Leave it to the professionals. Hey, come on. Please give us the bets. But I'll say this. I was watching the game with Brad at home at my house, and I'm flipping over to the New York-Arizona game to see what was going on, which is exactly what the NFL should want. And any of these other, it helps viewers, it helps interest, it helps everything.
Right.
So that's the quick six show topics. We're going to break and bring in Pan, but I will just tell you that the poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is, update, who is your front runner for NFL MVP? Because 2 weeks ago, we had the choices of Patrick Mahomes and the field. We've updated it to Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, the Buffalo quarterback. Y'all saw him on primetime last night. And Derrick Henry. And the leader right now on Twitter is Aaron Rodgers. He's got 38% of the vote. And I see on Facebook, what is it, Dupes?
34% for Rodgers.
And he's leading.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot of Packers fans here in the breadbasket. There's no doubt. Here in the sweatpants capital. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers holds on and wins it.
Yeah.
That's the poll question. John Frenzy was our rock star of the day. And we're out of time, but we will update later the Edmonton name bracket.
Ah, yes.
We got to get your Sharpie out and
we'll
update it. We're getting down to the final four, people. We will be back after this timeout. This has been the warm-up you're watching on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV, and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, we were talking about the foibles of Dan Bailey, the Vikings kicker, yesterday. I guess it's because it was on national television that we watched. Everybody's talking about Sergio Castillo with the Jets. Our friend, by the way, former BC Lion, he was one of four. So
it's too bad.
I said to Darren in the break, I'm just sitting here watching my phone waiting for a text from Brett Lowther's agent or from Brett himself saying that he's signed with somebody in the NFL. What did Brett Lowther do to the NFL?
I don't know.
This is ridiculous.
Blackballed.
Yeah, it's just silly. It's just silly. Before I bring on our next guest, Panayiotis Yiannitsos, we just call him Pan, Vancouver filmmaker, has roots here in the sweatpants capital. He's produced a documentary on Brett Jones, the offensive lineman of the Minnesota Vikings, who also hails from here, former Calgary Stampeder, of course. Pan sent us a 60-second trailer for his doc, and Clark, let's roll it before we bring on Pan to see what he did. Go ahead, Clark.
There's always been a lot of doubt whether I'm big enough or tall enough or fast enough. But I know deep down what I can do. That's how I've been able to make a career in the NFL. My name is Brett Jones. I play center for the Minnesota Vikings. That's one of the things about me is I'm from Canada.
You don't grow up in this country without being tough. You're a different breed. He's not your prototypical offensive lineman.
And I'm going to work as hard as I can and prove to these coaches I can play. I can earn the respect of my peers.
What's up? Hey, Canada.
I'd like to definitely get on the field more.
7-3 Vikings against the 3-6 Denver Broncos.
This isn't the first time somebody's told me no.
I think Brett Jones was just Brett Jones. I think he'll surprise you.
Wow, well done. Well, now I want to see it. Yeah. Great job. Let's bring in Pan right now from the left coast. And, man, I really love that, Pan. I appreciate that. How you doing out there, bud?
Good. How are you boys doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us so bright and early out in Vancouver. And, Pan, before we get delve into more of the deep stuff, can you just talk about how this documentary came about? I'm very interested.
For sure. I mean, like 10 years ago, I left Regina and became a filmmaker out here in Vancouver. And so when you go back home, what tends to happen is people start to give you film ideas and everybody's got a script and everybody's got the next avatar. And I had a friend of mine approach me one day about doing this film about Brett. And you're hesitant because you're like, you want to go film with the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, there's something called NFL Films and they already do that pretty well, right? But we knew Brett personally and it kind of just all came together that way. And, you know, some months later we self-financed the project and we're in Minnesota with Brett. So I've since joined this company as the chief content officer and it's just a lot of fun to tell those Canadian stories that often get, you know, pushed into the background a little bit.
Right. So there's the trailer. That's how it came about. What's next for this film?
Yeah, I mean, we released the 21-minute piece on YouTube. It played with DAZN Canada. We have a partnership with them. And what's next is that Uncharted North isn't just about Brett Jones. It's about every Canadian-born NFL athlete playing in the game today. So, you know, I can't really disclose that many details, but you know, the fact of the matter is that we started with Brett. Now we're going to go across the country and tell the stories of, you know, those kids making a real impact in the NFL who are born in Canada.
Holy smokes. I can't wait to watch. By the way, Pan, as you know about this show, it's live interaction with our viewers. So Jennifer Illingworth writes in and says, hello, Pan. From Tom Halleck in Winnipeg, love the Brett Jones doc trailer. Well, Tom, you're going to love the whole video. So sign up for DAZN and you'll be able to watch it. And I won't dig into any more of what stories you have to come, Pan, other than to say stay tuned and sign up for DAZN. Is that the best way to follow it?
You know what? I think the DAZN is where the Brett piece is. But what's really cool about this is we're still formulating our long-term partnership for the show. We are a self-made entity. And so we even released Brett's piece just in full on our YouTube channel. But I'll say this, that we have some exciting news to come. about, you know, where you're going to be able to catch the rest of this series in the next coming weeks here. So just, you know, our company is called The Little Park, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can, of course, follow me, and I'll keep you all up to date.
So, again, I'm going to read some comments from viewers here from John O'Flynn in North Vancouver. He writes, at P. Yanitsos, new follower now. From Donna Berger, she says, love the Brett Jones. Amy is his amazing other half also. Great teacher. Met her. So everybody's kind of digging this peace pant. Now, before we go any further, let's tell the viewers about the day that you and I shared that we went down to Seattle to watch the Vikings and the Seahawks. And it was me, you, your papu, your dad, your uncle. I was the only guy in the vehicle not named Yanitsos. So you can imagine the border guard. I think they thought that you were kidnapping me. That's what I think. Mind you, you slept the whole way. What do you remember about
Absolutely,
that day?
Absolutely, man. I've used that skill plenty in my filmmaking days as well. Going to set, going home from set, just, you know, little R&R. But that's like where this was all born from. I sent 7 resumes to NFL films when I was 17 years old, when I knew I was going to go to film school. Got rejected every time. But, you know, going to games like that with you, Roddy, I mean, I was just watching the machine that was the NFL and NFL entertainment go to work. And I really wanted to be a part of that. You know, the Vikings didn't win. You know, that those are my guys, lost yesterday. And I'm used to heartbreak as you know, my dad has brainwashed me to love these teams that tend to break my heart. But, you know, it started there, Roddy, going to those games. I mean, you see that machine go to work, and you want to be a part of telling that story.
Some would call it child abuse, raising you to be a Vikings fan and a Leafs fan, but that's a story for another time. What was it like? Is it US Bank Stadium in Minnesota, by the way? I haven't been there yet. Is that what it is?
US Bank, yep.
What was that like, spending that time around the Vikings? Clearly, it looked like they gave you all access.
Yeah, they were shocked because... So we filmed them at practice. We filmed in the locker room. We were field level at US Bank. And, you know, I walked in there with probably $250,000 worth of equipment, camera equipment. And I think all the other Vikings players were just a little bit shocked that this crew from Canada came to do a piece on one of their offensive linemen in Brett Jones. You know, I wasn't there for Stephon Diggs or Dalvin Cook or Kirk Cousins or any of these guys. I was there for Brett Jones. And so, you know, we created a lot of buzz, you know, got to talk with Mike Zimmer, and going to US Bank, it's one of the nicest stadiums in the NFL. It really is. And that energy was incredible. It's just such a just glistening, shiny stadium. And you're there with 60,000 fans, and I'm trying to do my job. There's like the filmmaker side of me, but then there's the fan, and you're kind of just starstruck, you know what I mean, by what's going on. But it was an incredible experience. It really was.
It looks like it. And that's the thing. I mean, one thing that I've learned, don't ever lose your zest. I think the teams would appreciate the fact that you were in awe of being in that stadium. That's what they want. And incidentally, I think it's not as hard to get access to interview a reserve offensive lineman than Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? That's probably was your in, Pat.
Well, for sure. It was like, you know, Brett, it's like the little Trojan horse thing, you know? So, you know, we loved Brett. We loved his story. And I told that when the guys approached me, I go, I like this because, you know, Brett and I being from the same, you know, being from Saskatchewan, you should start telling those stories close to home that you have a right to tell, you know? And, that's what I felt about this. And I mean, you guys look in the NFL. I mean, how many Canadian born athletes are there? I mean, Brett really is, you know, these guys break the mold. And coming from Weyburn, the film, we go back to Weyburn. And when I was talking with the NFL, I mean, they were shocked. It's, you know, these are guys living in Los Angeles, you know, taking a look at this, you know, small slab of land here. And we filmed in the winter, of course. And that's all part of the charm of the story is, he came from such a faraway place to make it with such a historic franchise. And, you know, this has opened a lot of doors up for us, you know, because Canadian artists and athletes, they don't exactly get the red carpet rolled out for them, right? So this, you kind of have to show and tell, and then you can go to work.
Well, especially with the professional quality of what you've put out. you are going to open a lot of eyes. So you're not going to tell us what other guys you're profiling then? Is that, should we follow all your channels, Pan? What would you advise us to do?
No, you know what? Just of course, obviously the little park at the little park is where everything's happening right now. That's our ecosystem of, you know, sport, culture, and business. This is what we're getting done. But, you know, I don't want to spoil any of the surprises, but here's the good news. There's only, you know, how many Canadian-born NFLers are there in the league right now? So you got a pretty good guess as to what are some of the high-profile names that we're looking at. And it's an exciting time to do this. Like, Roddy, you know, I mean, there's never this. We're living in like a renaissance of Canadian NFL talent. You know, that's what's incredible right now. I mean, for our company was born out of the pandemic, and that's a story in and of itself. But we were also born into this renaissance of Canadian athletes doing huge things on the global stage. The NFL is just one league, but it's so exciting.
From Nelson, one of our viewers, he says, I'm not going to lie, I thought NFL Films shot it when I watched it. Well done. Are you still doing the Park Journal thing too, Pan?
Absolutely, yeah. So we you know, you form this production company, we tell Brett's story, and that's December, January, February, you know, what happened in March, right? So this pandemic hit, it kind of, we had all these great plans, and a pandemic tends to throw you in another direction. So we said, you know what, we want to start an online publication because we want to keep telling these great stories of Canadian athletes making it on the biggest stages. So the Park Journal is an online publication. We release an edition usually once every month. And we've had Mark Rippon on there, Sarah Nurse. You know, we've had some Delvin Bro, former Tiger Cat and New Orleans Saint. You know, we've had people really open up to us for the first time. And all of the articles are written by the athletes themselves. So it's kind of like a player's tribune. But, you know, again, in the North, right? So people can check that out as well. And that's where we get a lot of our great stories from. And then we put those on the screen, too.
All right. Sounds good. I'm calling up Park Journal right now. Pan, anything else before we let you go?
No, I just, again, thanks to all the viewers. This has been an amazing dream of ours. And, you know, Brett Jones is the first of many. And, you know, it's exciting to hear that comment that people thought NFL Films shot it because they're the godfathers of sports cinema. And that's where we based kind of all of our creative taste off of. And, you know, we're here to make friends with the NFL and tell these great stories. And, you know, nobody knew that this little kid from Weyburn went off and again, has started two games in the NFL and Brett Jones. So, you know, we want to keep beating that drum and we'll continue to do so.
Awesome. Pan, I'm glad the film school worked out, my friend. Obviously I've been following it since you were not too big. So congratulations, good luck and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, boys. Thanks very much.
Pan Yanitsos joining us from Vancouver, filmmaker and the Uncharted North. There you go. And I'll tell you what, when he says this, we're in a renaissance time for sport, we're in renaissance time for sports media. It is the wild, wild west out there, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Eat what you kill.
Yeah. Really? It's what it is.
The strongest will survive.
And those guys are strong. Hustling.
Yeah, exactly.
Hustling.
Rod Monroe watching. He says, great project. Make Canada proud. The snowman is watching. He says, what's up, Pan? Checking in from North Carolina. So we'll talk about that and other things on this Monday get-together. We got a sports update coming up at the other side of this break. Farhan Lalji coming up from Vancouver as well, an hour or two. We're the West Coast show today, huh?
Yeah,
I like
clearly.
It. I like it. Thanks for joining us for coffee. We'll be right back as Canada's daytime sports talk show, The RP Show, on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
By the way, all kinds of great comments coming in on our interview with Pan. And I would suggest go to Twitter, follow them there at The Park Journal. From there, it'll take you to Little Park and you can follow what they're doing with their film company. It's very exciting. A sports update. Cleveland's baseball team will no longer be referred to as Indians The New York Times reported the team will be changing its name and could make a formal announcement in the coming days. It's not known whether the change will be immediate. Chuba Hubbard officially announced his intentions to join the NFL through the draft next season. The 21-year-old Alberta product announced his decision through Twitter. Oklahoma State Cowboys head coach Mike Gundy first told a local campus radio station about Hubbard's intentions to leave for the NFL. Hubbard led the NCAA in rushing yards and attempts with Oklahoma State last season, but battled an ankle injury that caused him to miss games this year. Former Quebec Nordique and Colorado Avalanche general manager Pierre Lacroix has passed away. The Avs confirmed his death in a statement Sunday. The Montreal Canadiens tweeted their condolences to the Montreal product, calling him a great man, admired and respected by all. Canada Soccer released a statement in light of racial remarks directed towards Alphonso Davies and Jordan Huitema. The federation says they are disappointed and appalled at the comments made. Davies and Huitema are a couple off the pitch. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. They can handle all your food and fun needs. And I might add, they've done pretty well through this pandemic because the conditions are supposed to be lifted on Thursday, are they not? The ones that were imposed a few weeks ago?
I think so.
As far as we know.
Or they're going to be reassessed.
Okay.
That's I wouldn't say lifted, I would say reassessed.
Just saying Ballers is done well throughout.
Yeah.
Follow their social media channels for their daily specials and news. BallersRecRoom.com is their website. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. As John Lynch used to say on his talk show, The Last Word, where do we go from here, caller? What are we going to talk about?
Right? Where do we want to go?
There's NFL films, Canadians in the NFL, CFL. As I wrote in my column this morning, hockey isn't really right now, but there is El Zippo in news.
That's right. And you just, for, you know, kind of close the book on Pan for a second. You can just, you know, easily throw a dart and know exactly who is going after, right? Chase Claypool, you know, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, right? The list, you know, grows a little bit bigger, but those are the highlights. Those are the big names. Obviously, the juicy ones that NFL films or DAZN, sorry, would want. But that's exciting that they're taking a shot and chasing something that they think is really great. And we see it; it's really great. So let's hope that more distributors like DAZN and, you know, NFL Canada or NFL Films picks up their work.
Well, and please tell me if I'm wrong. And I'm inviting everybody in on our coffee session here. By the way, you can get one of these tumblers at rodpetersonshop.com.
Thank you.
In time for Christmas, I believe. Thing's darn good. Jeff in Calgary, the Stamps fan, says, why would quitting now benefit and help Hubbard prepare for the NFL? Wouldn't playing benefit him? I'm no football aficionado. I'm going to put this to Farhan next hour because that's a great question, Jeff. All I can suggest is that he's not having as good a year this year.
That's right.
So for him to pull a pin now and declare his intentions for the NFL, he can't get worse. And worse might not be the proper term, but his stock is falling.
His stock is falling. Stan Gundy, right, is the coach at OSU. They've had some tension.
Mike Gundy, sorry.
Stan Van Gundy's the basketball coach.
Yes, right? Of the Pelicans, I believe.
Mike Gundy. Thank you for that. Yeah, there's tension there, and it's not a good relationship, and they're not using Chuba Hubbard the way that's best for Chuba and really to showcase his skills, and he's having a bad year. So it's like when guys decide to not play the bowl game. You've had a really good season, and your stock is pretty high. You don't go to the bowl game to risk, you know, lowering your stock, to risk getting hurt, to risk one bad showing because there's more scouts there. It's all about value, right? You want to buy low and sell high. Well, when your stock's the highest, stop. That's why some guys choose to not go to the combine. If their stock's high and they think the combine's not going to really raise my stock all that much because I'm not leapfrogging over this guy or that guy, well, all the combine can do potentially if I have a bad showing is lower my stock, so I'm not going to go. And it's not always about, oh, the guy can't bench press and he's trying to hide that necessarily. It's the same thing here, right? It's about, you know, putting himself in the best situation for 2021.
By the way, the phone's
again?
Dead.
All right.
How are your hands?
Hit me.
Put your hands
amazing.
Up. Put them out. Nice hands. By the way, we do have, and I thank Nelson for pointing this out, the Saskatchewan Roughriders have announced, oh, my screen's jumping all over the place, contract extensions for general manager Jeremy O'Day and head coach Craig Dickinson of 2 years. This is breaking news this morning, but not huge news in that they're highly thought of, O'Day and Dickinson. They're a joined-at-the-hip tandem,
yeah.
And they're the guys that are going to lead this team in the years ahead. And by the way, Herb Zerkowski of the Montreal Gazette tweeting this morning, the Alouettes have announced the return of running back William Stanback, major signing by GM Danny Machocha. As we know, Stanback signed with the Vegas Raiders, but he is not playing with the Vegas Raiders.
That's right.
So, yeah, this is a long... Here it is. In addition to Dickinson's extension, offensive coordinator Jason Maas and defensive coordinator Jason Shivers have signed extensions through 2022. The remainder of the coaching staff is signed for the 2021 season. Assistant general manager and veteran scout Paul Jones has committed to the Rough Riders through 2022. Director of Player Personnel, Kyle Carson. Director of Football Operations, Ryan Pollock. And Football Operations Coordinator, Jordan Greenlee. Round out the front office. Do you want to continue? I'm just going to read off all the coaches here. This is, there's some, well, it's hard to tell if these are new names or not because they didn't play in 2020, right?
That's right.
But from the top, Craig Dickinson, head coach and special teams coordinator. Next up, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Jason Maas, defensive coordinator Jason Shivers, defensive backs coach Richard Kent, running backs coach Josh Lambert, special teams Kent Majuri, linebackers Dion Melvin, receivers coach Travis Moore, defensive line Ben Olson, offensive line Steven Sorrells. I want to go back and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 coaches on that staff. I think in my weekend column I'd said single digits, but 10. And what do you think about this news? What do you all think about this news, CFL fans? It's obviously positive.
Yeah. Coming off that unbeaten season of 2020.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't lose a game, so everybody gets an extension. No, it's good. I think it's positive. I think when football teams are doing football business, that's a good thing. I think if when you're looking to play in 2021, preparations to play include making sure you have coaches, players, sponsors, tickets, schedules. So we've got schedules. Season tickets are for sale. Coaches are being signed. You know, free agency players are starting to come in, and February 9th, free agency opens. So all these things are happening. If you are going to play, you have to do all of these things. This is the preparation. This is getting the drapes hung and everything ready. So that's good news. Is it all window dressing for something that's never going to actually happen? We'll find out.
I'm going to read a comment here from Joe Lazito. On Long Island, he says, just a great feeling driving to a rink on a crisp December day while listening to the best sports show in the world. Have a great day, everyone. You too, Joe. Nelson Hakowich, our VP of Sim Events, says, are these signings a carryover of the CFL's act-as-if tactic they used last season? Let's delve into that through the rest of the show. It's a good question, Nelson.
Yeah.
Nelson also goes on to say that RP Tumbler fits two thermos sizes on the Keurig. Hashtag coffee addict. I know it. Just this morning I filled this up with two because I'm like, I don't have time to stop at Tim's on the way. And I filled that up at home. And when I'm through this, you know what I'm going to be jumping on next. Caliber coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Let's break and come back and get to these viewer comments, okay? It's very interesting comments today. Farhan Lalji coming up, by the way, in hour two. You're watching the RP Show, Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Okay, thank you, everybody. And we're back on this Monday morning. And thank you for everybody that's chiming in the viewer takeover. We're doing it a little early here. The Jug in Saskatoon writes, what will some of the names in Cleveland be now? Hang on. Clark said in the break, once we get this Edmonton football team bracket done, we can move to the Cleveland baseball team bracket. And I'm here for it.
I got some ideas.
From Jack in Alberta, in light of the Eagles' win over the Saints, does Jalen Hurts start the rest of the season? Not only does he start the rest of the season, Jack, come on, you're with me. You're watching that game yesterday going, why didn't they make this change earlier? That's what everybody's thinking.
Galvanized the team. I mean, he only threw for, he didn't throw for 200 yards.
He rushed for over 100.
But he rushed for over 100, right? Gets the team going and lifts everybody else around him. And there's a new energy in Philadelphia, and that's exciting.
Kelly Bale writes and he says, in my opinion, Baker Mayfield is the current NFL MVP. Derrick Henry isn't going to win, Moose. He says, Darren, I'm calling you Moose.
I know.
That's sticking, by the way. Your nickname, Moose.
Yeah, well, I put it on my stocking. And I saw that. I put the little moose on there. But it's, you said, when you say Baker Mayfield's the MVP and then try and discredit Derrick Henry, you lost me. I'm sorry. At least the four on the list, Derrick Henry is just doing wonderful things. I mean, you look at where they'd be without him, it would be a scary proposition to try and see where Tennessee would be without Derrick Henry.
Shelby Gray's watching. Shelby says, tuning in from your hometown, Roddy. Love the show. Thank you, Shelby. We love you and the fact that you're watching the show. I appreciate it. Todd Pinckney, one of the biggest Eagles fans in the land, writes in. He says, he beat the number one D in the league. Full disclosure here, by the way. So I watched the early set of games, as I mentioned, primarily Bucks-Vikings. And then I had to do a podcast interview for about 45 minutes with my friend Alan Keller on recovery and then came back and watched the Eagles Saints, most of it. And by 5 o'clock, 5:30, I said to you, I was thinking, I could use a hockey game.
Yeah.
Just in my mind. Do you ever wander around the house and just thoughts pop into your head?
Oh, yeah.
My thought was, I could really use a hockey game right now. One on TV, or I could really use going to the rink right now. So I was in a little bit of a funk for a second or two till I talked myself out of it. And by the time the Bills and Steelers rolled around, I watched the start of it where Joe Namath voiced the start. That was good, eh?
I love that stuff.
But then I watched, I put on Dateline from Friday night. I can't do 9 hours.
I know.
It was overload. And it just made me laugh when the CFL the last couple of years were running Saturday triple headers. And I was trying to get it off the ground, the football day in Canada that nobody was having a part of but me. And people were complaining, oh, that's too much football. Nobody bitches about it in the NFL.
They have more reasons to watch because I got four of those guys on my fantasy football team. Oh, and I put a bet in on the Kansas City-Miami game, and I got this. So it gives you a reason to watch, and then you're kind of in and you're out, and you're doing some other things. But you always have it on, and you always want to come back and see what's happening. Do I care what happens in Toronto and Ottawa? I got nothing. I don't have a fantasy team. I don't have any bets down on that game. And I don't really know a lot of the players if I'm a Canadian sports fan. That's a problem for me, right? There's not enough marketing of the players, and there's not enough attachment. I mean, there's just not enough attachment to the teams, unfortunately, and that's a bit of an issue.
That's what's going to have to change with the CFL moving ahead.
Yeah.
More viewer comments here. Nick Lewis says, Kyle Carson is awesome. Absolutely. Monty Klassen says, love you, Rod. Love you too, Monty. And out of this whole weekend that we came out of where I see people are taking social media breaks and the fighting and they're bickering back and forth, sitting here telling each other that we love each other, I think is a pretty damn good thing. Colin in Ottawa, Friday night doubleheader's the best. Take note, CFL. I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they are. So we're going to break and come back in hour two, and we are going to re-up the Quick Six show topics. And a lot to get to with Farhan Lalji, CFL news, NFL news. I want to get to why he thinks Chuba Hubbard has opted out of the NCAA and he's ready for the NFL. So lots to come. Thank you to Panionitsos. Follow the Park Journal on Twitter and we'll see you back here in hour two. Come on over and join us on national TV on Game Plus. I got balls.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.